You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Welcome to this beautiful Thursday morning. Yesterday we had a sermon segment from our Sunday morning service, and we want to invite you to Living Word Church. Every Sunday we meet at 10 a.m., and we also have different small group meetings that take place throughout the month. You can visit our website, livingwordchurchcoco.com, and our calendar is there of the different ongoings that we have throughout the month of March. So we want to invite you to plug in. We have several outreaches, and we also have small group meetings. Everything is listed there on the website.
So this morning, we're going to continue on the value of the human soul. The value on your soul. That, just think about it. How precious are you in the sight of God? That nothing in this world worth your soul. Nothing in this world can you give in exchange of your soul. So you are so precious in God's sight. So do not let the devil blindfold you now. Don't let the devil corrupt your mind that you are no good. See, this is a lie of the devil, because the devil always come around and tell you and I that we're not good, we're not worthy, and all of this goes through our head. But you need to realize that you and I were made worthy through Jesus Christ, and God saw us. He knows the value. The devil also knows the value. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The devil, come on. There's two people really know how precious we are, God and the devil. That's why the devil is doing everything to get us. If we weren't valuable, the devil wouldn't care. You don't go fight for something that doesn't worth anything. You fight for the stuff that worth everything. And so the devil knew that man's soul worth everything. It worth more than anything that this world has. Okay? And I just want to add one more thing here this morning to this point that I'm making, was the encounter the devil have with Jesus. In this encounter in the wilderness, the devil take Jesus, the Bible says, up into the highest pinnacle and show him the world. He says, look, you can have all of this if you just worship me. Think about that now. He showed him the world. But Jesus knew that he worked more. Hallelujah.
You know, the devil,
that's just so powerful. Go ahead.
When the devil rebelled, he wanted to get back at the Creator. So how do you think he got back at the Creator? through his creation.
Yeah.
He gets back at his people, all the people here. And by doing that, by trying to turn us away from God, he's getting back at the Creator, or so he thinks. And also, the Bible has a lot of parables that talk about how precious our soul is. I'm going to read Luke 15 from 8 to 10. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I lost." Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Isn't that wonderful? One sinner that repents, they rejoice. And this parable basically means that if we lose a coin, or there's another parable with sheep and one being lost, the point is just one soul and they rejoice in heaven. And that shows you with these parables just how valuable we are. And we really need to put that in our head and stop all the nonsense that goes on in our head and tells us you're not worthy at times, or you did this or you did that. Go to the Bible, read these parables, and confirm in your heart that you are so valuable.
Yes.
And God loves you so much. And I don't think there's any comparable love on this side of life to know just how much loved you are.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well said. That when we understand, and it says in one of our show here, mm-hmm. when we know the value that is on us by God, if we know how valuable our soul is, we won't play with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember, it says that in one of our broadcasts. Mm-hmm. We won't play with it.
Mm-hmm.
When we know how valuable mm-hmm. our soul is, it is precious. Mm-hmm. We won't play around with it. We'll make sure that we do the right thing, because of the precious value of it.
The validation comes by the word, because the enemy comes with deception in our mind and tries to devalue.
Yes.
Tries to change our perspective of the value of what it says in the word. So we have to go back to the word of God for validation. Eve, she was deceived by the enemy's craftiness in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Tells us, "But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." So Eve was deceived by the craftiness of the enemy. Where was she deceived? In her mind. So Jesus, as the example that Pastor Emily just gave, he had an encounter with the enemy, but he didn't allow the sweet talk of the enemy to mm-hmm. penetrate his mind. Because
yes.
How did Jesus respond? With the word.
Yes.
So for every thought, every intrusive thought or suggestion that Satan came with, Jesus was able to respond by the word. He had the validation of the word of God, and that's what he combated it with. So when the deception tried to enter his mind, he knew what the word said. And his value was validated by the word. And that's what he responded with. And in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, when it talks about the fall of Satan, which Pastor Emily referenced, it says, "How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the furthest sides of the north." So it tells us that Lucifer, he was cast into the earth. Why? Because he wanted to sit higher than God. And because that was his desire, to sit higher than God, he no longer could be in cohabitation there in the heavens. So he was cast out into the earth. So now what does he do? He comes through the earth. He's as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He comes into the brethren. He tries to bring all this disruption and all this conspiracy and all these things. He plagues the mind because he wants us to forfeit our inheritance in Christ. The enemy can't steal it from us. He can't take it from us, but he works through our mind to get us to try to forfeit our inheritance and our position in the earth. But it is not so when we have the validation of the word and we know what God says, the value that he puts on each and every one of us, and what he has already put in place to overcome the devil, which is the blood of Jesus. Jesus overcame death. Jesus overcame sin. And now we operate in that spiritual inheritance.
Yes. So once we have in our heart and in our mind how valuable are us in the sight of God, the value that God put on our soul, that he sent his only son to die for me. But God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Now, watch how the verse continue. And let's look at it. For God so loved the world collectively. Collectively, it says there. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And watch what followed. That whosoever, whosoever now. So now God look at us collectively, but he also look at us individually. I want you to see that this morning. So he looking at you, that, and when he sees me, he sees that my value, and then he give me Jesus Christ as a ransom. Think about it. So if it was only you alone in this world, he still, Jesus would have died for you. Here it is. Are you seeing this morning? How important your soul is? That if it was you alone, there was not one more person in this world but you, Jesus would have died for you. So that's how valuable your soul is.
Verse 17, right after that, says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So the condemner is the devil.
Come on.
And it tells us in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So he's the accuser of the brethren. He's here to bring all this despair and condemnation. But Jesus has already come. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every day. Let's uplift